these seasons are very long in the Aviva Premiership, and of course it's even longer for those that get through into the playoffs as well. It's a long, brutal old season. I think our players, a lot of our players are just about finished now. You know, they've had enough. So the selection this weekend will reflect those people who are the freshest, both physically and mentally. But there are one or two that have given a lot this season and worked very hard. And it is quite tough coming to this part of the season.
Mm. I suppose results-wise, you wish the season had ended 3 games ago, really.
Yeah, I suppose so. I think looking back on it, when we beat Saracens here, a great game here, we'd opened up such a big gap between ourselves and Newcastle that really everybody breathed a sigh of relief then and felt that we'd achieved the objective to survive this year. And it's been pretty tough since then to really keep everybody focused and keep them going. It's a big thing for Worcester to not have to go right to the end of the season before you know whether you've survived or not. So I did sense a relief from everybody concerned that was almost a job done against Saracens. So I would say it's been a bit tough to keep them going with the same sort of intensity as we had over just after Christmas, where we had some great games against Wasps and Gloucester and Saracens. And particularly latterly, I suppose, the performances have dropped off a little bit. So we really would like to finish on a high and have a really superb performance to make up for perhaps the disappointment of the last two home games. And to finish the season on a good note would, I think, be good for all of us.
Mm. Pressure's off you a bit, but it's a big game for the Saints.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's an odd one because there's no trophies on it for us. But obviously, there's a big end of the season for Northampton. So it's not going to be an easy place to go to down there. But having said that, you know, we can relax and play some rugby. We're going to be picking a very attacking team. I think those are people that have perhaps not had the opportunities as some have in the first team. So they're fresh and they desperately want to produce a good display. So it's a good opportunity for them. If we can get into the right areas of the pitch, then I think we can be quite dangerous. Where we've struggled a little bit recently is just trying to exit our half to get into the opposition half. And we've been under the cosh a bit against a lot of teams, particularly in the first 20 minutes. So we've put a lot of thought into that. And I really think if we can get into the Northampton half at the weekend, then we've got some players in the team this weekend who will be very excited and could cause problems in attack.
Mm. Does that also partly reflect next season as well, your selection for this week?
Yes, it does, yeah. Well, it was partly injury. We got one or two people that we have put in for operations a little bit earlier than normal. Now we're safe, so some of the little niggles and things have got to be cleared out. So I think there's three people in that sort of scenario. But where possible, I've tried to pick people that will be here next year. Yes, right. I think those are the ones that want to perform well, and probably the others are maybe their heads are a little bit elsewhere. Quite naturally, some of them were going to go to other clubs next year. So, it was about the selection was very important to pick those people who were going to be the most motivated and really fresh for this game this weekend.
I think that's made a difference in the last 3 or 4 weeks. The talk of people going and people coming in and contracts not being renewed.
Yeah, I think so. And you don't have to be much off it, only 5% off it, and that can make a big difference at this level because the games are so tight. You've got to have everybody really going 100% in the same direction. And, should you excuse it? Perhaps not. But when we'd achieve the job of being safe, all those that had knew where they were going up until then had been really good. They really given everything they possibly could do for the cause. But I think even they perhaps relaxed a little bit more than other people. Those that were going were then, once we were safe, were starting to turn their attentions to their futures, which is understandable in many respects. And they had done very well for us up until now. I can't fault them because most players knew at Christmas whether they were going to be here or not. But the effort they put in was tremendous. And every single person has pulled in the right direction for Worcester Warriors. And you couldn't ask any more of that. Last couple of weeks, maybe their focus has been a little bit elsewhere. And as I say, not excusable, but partially understandable.